Habari Entertainment proudly presents Habari Live.
Habari Live.
From Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to the Habari Live Podcast, the show that brings you news, sports, and entertainment for people who love HabariEntertainment.com. Here are your hosts, Aisha, Jimmy, and Damon Dipline Ellison. Let's get it going. We are all the way live. Live.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What's up, Billy?
Good morning.
Another episode of Habari Live, like always. You know, we always doing our thing, but we are thrilled to bring you this latest edition of Habari Live, your go-to podcast for the post of Phoenix and beyond. Like always, we're all the way live from Paradise Valley in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Damon Dipline Ellison.
Aisha.
And Jimmy.
And we'll be your guide through the exciting stories and everyday happenings in our vibrant community. So let's get it going. Huh?
Was that hype enough for you this week?
Yeah, that was really hype, bro. It's better than everything, Jimmy. So yeah, that's much better. But today, we were supposed to have a special guest, Dee Dee, owner of Focus Transportation. I don't know if she's on her way or what the situation is with that, but we're going to go on with the show, man. It don't stop. So that's just how it is. That's how we do it. So, you know, first, since we just getting started, man, you know, this week, been a lot of big news stories. Mm-hmm. We still got a lot of craziness going on in Israel. Europe is talking about they're in the first stages of war. I guess because what Putin has going on, we have a lot of P. Diddy news. He's been in the news. He's been the talk of the internet all week. People love to make fun of people when you fall. We love that. So we're gonna make all the memes we can about him. Everything's out there. Everybody's talking about them. Everybody's loving it. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I told one guy on the post, I was like, yeah, man, these are accusations. And everybody laughed at me. They don't break in your house. What they say, the home security don't come in your house for nothing. Okay. I didn't say they didn't. I'm saying it's still accusations because they still didn't bring any charges towards the dude.
Right.
So, but, you know, they laughed me off the page. You know, I'm a clown, is what they said. So, you know, it's kind of crazy, man. You're guilty before you even get the court date. And that's how America is. And then we're the first people talking about all the court system isn't fair and the police isn't fair. But everybody's guilty when the internet says so. Before they see anything, they're guilty.
I thought it was supposed mm-hmm. to be innocent until proven guilty, but in America it's guilty.
It's guilty until proven innocent, and then you're still not guilty. Right. Oh, you got it. They got it. They paid. You know. So I said, and then he was like, you must be a Puffy fan." I'm like, "P Diddy fan or whatever."
What they got to do with it?
You a P Diddy fan? I'm like, dog. In fact, I'm not. I never did. I was always a West Coast cat. I just think it's crazy that everybody just like this dude is immediately guilty.
Right.
One dude said that he raped them, and everybody's like, he's gay. Well, it was a couple people who said it because of some Orlando Bloom or Orlando, whatever his name is. He said it also. I ain't gonna say Bloom, but I messed up. But that dude is. He was on the Nickelodeon shows mm-hmm. and stuff back in the day, and he's been going around saying crazy stuff also. So you know, people, you know, they waiting to hear stuff like that. They waiting to believe stuff like that. So you know, if it's true. You know, I really don't care either, unless he's committing crimes and he's going to pay for his crimes. That's on him. If he's gay, I don't care.
Right.
I swear to God, I don't. But, you know, a lot of people do because they like that type of stuff and calling people gay is funny and he's gay. But, you know, if I was maybe 15, 16, it would be funny. But to be an adult making this fun jokes about who's mm-hmm. gay and not, it's not really my thing. So we're gonna talk about what else. What else happened in the news? Let's go ahead. Go ahead to the bar. To the bar weekly, man, and run it, man.
This week's Habari News Weekly with Damon Dipline Ellison. sponsored by.
All right, man. So this week on Habari News Weekly, we're going to get to the top stories of the week. One of the first ones we have today is, we're going to be unveiling the raids and going more inside the Sean Diddy Combs investigation. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and go into some of the things that was that were found on his properties. So in the aftermath of the March 25th raids of Diddy Combs' lavish properties in Miami and Los Angeles, shocking revelations have emerged regarding the contents found within federal agents uncovered firearms of both locations, adding a layer of complexity to an already intense investigation. Additionally, Homeland Security investigators seized Combs' phones in Miami just before his scheduled departure for the Bahamas, further intensifying speculation surrounding the nature of the probe. Sources close to the investigation disclosed to the news that the raids were linked to serious allegations involving sex trafficking and sexual assault, as well as the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms. Federal officials in Manhattan interviewed three women and one man to connection on the ongoing investigation, shedding light on the allegations. So in response to the raids, a representative for Homeland Security investigators acknowledged the enforcement actions and part of an ongoing inquiry. However, criticism quickly arose regarding the perceived excessive use of force during the raids, with the Combs spokesperson condemning the gross overuse of military level force and denouncing the treatment of Combs' family and stuff and staff during the operation. So, man, I mean, this is, like I said, he's had a lot of women come out with the allegations. He had a man come out with allegations. So based off those allegations, they decided to raid his home. You know what I mean? So I don't think they had anything really more than that, but off of that and what they found and what people have been telling them, they decided to go in there and see what was going on. They have not charged him still with anything yet. So we're going to see what happens and what exactly came out of this raid. They are labeling the raids as an unprecedented ambush. The Combs people are. A spokesperson vehemently asserted the innocence of the rapper, emphasizing the cooperation with authorities and denying any findings of criminal or civil liability, describing the raids as a witch hunt. Combs spokesperson vowed to continue the fight to clear his name. As the investigation unfolds, the public awaits further developments, reaching out to the Department of Homeland Security for comment on allegations. They're trying to get more information from Homeland Security about, you know, what exactly they found, but they're not saying anything yet. Like I said, man, this, when you're a media company, you try to not say things like, oh, he's guilty before he's innocent. You have to say allegations. And, you know, people laughed at me because I said that. But, you know, if we don't say allegations and what the police have said so far, we get sued. Mm-hmm. We get sued if we put stuff like that on our website and say this man is already guilty, or we say he's already done these things. These are allegations until he has actual charges against him or he has been proven guilty in a court of law. That's the way we have to speak on these type things, man. You can't be one-sided when you're in journalism. You have to take in account both sides and what's going on, even if the person is looking really bad like he is at this time. It's not looking good for him. He's got a lot of cases on him. A lot of people are coming out the woodworks. We seen a lady yesterday talking about back in the 90s, he shot her in the face, and mm-hmm. she's willing to take the bullet out to prove that it was him. I don't know how they're going to do it unless they have the gun. I'm not sure on that situation, but that's what she was saying. It's just a lot of people want to see him fail right now, and a lot of people are going against him, man. So it's not looking good. Yeah. It's too many. The bodies are piling up, man, and everybody's coming in saying you're guilty. It's just not looking good for bro. I don't know how you keep fighting all these allegations that are piling up, man, but it's a bad situation for Diddy right now. He's gonna have to spend a lot of money fighting these off. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he's like Donald Trump, you know what I mean? He got a million cases going on. His people still saying he innocent. You know, it don't matter what he do. Like you said, he can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and people still say he's innocent. You know, he said that out of his own mouth. Mm-hmm. So he, and look, he's scam after scam. And they still saying he's innocent. But I don't think old Diddy's going to get that. Because everybody is. the memes, the jokes.
Everything.
He's the man. They are destroying that man right now. So he is not. He doesn't have a contingent of people that's rolling with him except right. his close family. Everybody else that has bumped his music and loved everything he's done has turned their backs on him. So,
like LeBron said, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Well, I mean, no one in Hollywood, none of his boys has came out backing him and saying that these things. So, you know, I'm not going to get into what people do online. You know what I'm saying? Somebody trying to say, oh, LeBron was going to the parties. Now they trying to pull out everybody who was at the parties and they trying to kind of connect you to now you were gay because you was at the party. Like, dog, it's going too far, man.
Trying to make it like
everybody who went to these, everybody, right, that's what they trying to make it like. Everybody who was going to these parties had to be gay and they had to know what's going on and they had to be enjoying.
They on Boosie now.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that one song here, I just left New York, linked up with P. Diddy.
I saw that.
You know what I'm saying? We're straight. We're on some ignorant stuff. I'm not really going to join in with it, man, because it's so ignorant, man. I have no time for it. I'm very grown. And trying to lump everybody in and trying to say everybody who went to these parties is funny. It's really, really, really silly stuff, man. I never been to one. I don't know for sure what's going on.
Right.
Not everyone is coming out saying that these things were happening at these parties. And we all know that thousands and thousands and thousands of people were at these parties. There were cameras rolling at these parties many, many times. So I don't know, man. There was news outlets at these parties many times, actual cameras. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm just not going to sit here and get into none of that mess, man. They showing everybody who was like, you know how many people this dude has been with?
Right.
Like you got anybody who took a picture with him, they're going to try to condemn them. Like that's how they did with Jeffrey Epstein also. So I'm not going to say it's new stuff. Dude was a millionaire doing all type stuff. Now people, anybody to take a picture with him, all you knew what was going on with those kids. It's a rough world, man, we live in, man. Everybody don't know what he's doing in his off time. We don't really know what. I just came to a party, the dude, or whatever the situation. Man, you dog, in the streets is crazy because we all have hung out with people who end up being murderers. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you had some type of connection to it? I don't know, man. I just wish we would be smarter about things sometimes, man. Who is that? LeBron. Oh my God.
Man. Some of them are kind of funny.
It's like I said, man. It's not. I'm grown, man. So you know what I'm saying. I don't care about this sitting online laughing at these grown men. It's not my thing, man. It's just not. Especially when it comes to someone's sexuality, because I really don't care.
Oh yeah, I don't care either.
If someone's gay, that's their business, man. I swear to God, I don't care. And you know, the thing is, all black men are gay nowadays. This stuff that's going around is. So many people be talking about this. Oh, everybody undercover. Everybody be doing this. Yeah, I see so much bull about gayness. It's just, I'm sick of it, man. These people were gay. That's their business. I swear to God, I don't care. I got things to worry about in life. There's some people, that's all they post.
Yeah.
That's all they post about how gay somebody else is. That's their whole post. That's every day. Oh, look at this dude. He got a purse. Oh, look at Shannon Sharp. He be looking kind of sweet coming out of there. I think he funny. Like, man, dude. You got time to do that, man. You maybe need some more hobbies. I do not care. I don't care. I have other things going on, man. Just worry about what somebody else is doing. Right. If their private time, that's on them. I don't even think about it.
When I'm not even going to be around when they do what they do.
I don't care what they do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is in the privacy of your own home behind closed doors. Dog,
you worried about what this man doing in his bed because of the way he got up, he got his bag on. A lot of these dudes wear bags. Oh, he got a purse. Them rich dudes do it all the time. It's just, that's their style.
Look at, so, you know, Shannon Sharp has his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And who was on there? Offset.
Right.
And he was like, OG. He was like, Unc, you got to stop wearing them tight ass pants. And he was like, man, I don't know if I can do it. He was like, nah, because you big. He was like, that don't look right on you. He's like, you got a big upper body and some tight ass pants on. He was like, it don't look right.
He always got on them little jumpsuits. What suits he be wearing? I saw it.
He was in front of Turtle Wine.
Yeah, I saw it. With all that little green outfit he had on. He be wearing the little tight jumpsuits.
He said. So.
I don't care, man. I really don't. That dude is making good money doing this thing. He's a big deal, man. He left Fox, came over to ESPN, and he's been rising since, man. You got to give it to dude. I don't agree with 90% of what he says, but that's not what it's about. You know what I mean? He's doing a big deal. He's doing good for himself. But he's, you know, in the eyes of a lot of people, he's sweet. They talking about they lost the baby. And DJ Academics is another cat, man. It's some cats that just need to grow up, man. Academics is one of them. Like, dude needs to grow up, man. The things he tweets, he add on to this bull. I don't know what's wrong with cats, man. If the cats are gay, man, that's on them, man.
Right. Let them be them.
What does that have to do with anything? Oh, that's, man, dude, I don't care. I don't have no time to think about that shit. For real. But anyway, man, I'm going to go on to this bridge blame, the DEI conspiracies, man. When we're talking about this this bridge collapse in Baltimore, we all week, man, we've had conspiracy theories.
The Simpsons.
We've had people talking about DEI. They're talking about explosions. They talking about, man, dude, I swear the internet is so dumb, man. Sometimes I just do not know, bro. I just want to get a whirl of one.
Can you imagine being the driver of that boat?
The captain?
Man, I can imagine. Like, I can imagine that he feels like trash that this happened. And I couldn't imagine what he's going through. And then the families of people that lost people. And then the first thing that Marjorie Taylor Greene do is start throwing out conspiracy theories. Like, these are the same people, man, when it's a mass shooting, they get mad when we try to figure out ways to stop this. And they be like, no, we don't want to talk about that politics. Just thoughts and prayers, because they love guns so much. They don't care how many people get shot with them. They don't care. But something like this happens and they just throwing out bull politicians.
Right.
Conservative politicians, they're terrible. And they just added on to this mess that's been going on all week. They start messing with the governor, talking about he don't deserve the job. He got it because now it's all DEI instead of affirmative action, since they've took affirmative action off the table. Right. That's gone now. Now they're going after these companies that have in their policies to hire inclusively.
Right.
They don't like that. So they going after DEI. They want it gone. Any company that has it, they're all over it. Because they think that's how black people are getting in. It's the only how. And they're hiring people that don't deserve it. Oh, Elon Musk is a big component of it. He loves it. He loves to talk about it. I couldn't imagine being black working for this for that motherfucker, man. I would be straight up, man. Yeah, I would straight up quit. When he trying to tell you affirmative action hire, and black people can't fly planes, and all the crazy stuff they keep saying, talking about DEI, trying to use that as a cover. Like, quit it, man. You're talking to me when you say stuff like that. You're talking about me. That's how I'm taking it. It's other people of other color can take it different ways. Oh, he's talking about me. Because he's talking about all minorities, and I'm one of those. And I have nobody. This dude on my page the other day, he keep trying to take up for Elon. Man, get off my page with that crap. Dude is racist.
He is very
racist. He tried to take up for him talking about when he was talking about slavery. Every people's been a slave. That was trash.
If I could have gone through the screen and choked him at the exact moment that he said that, I would have.
Then he said, we have to stop talking about racism. Well, I mean, like, we just ignore it, huh?
Just ignore the racism.
Just ignore it.
You just said right before saying, just ignore
it. That's what they say. We're supposed to ignore all this DEI stuff they coming out. The Baltimore mayor, he said it is just to replace the N-word. Oh, whatever. Hey, dude, they always want to hide behind it. Bull, just be real. Just come out and just say it. Why y'all want to hide behind bull?
Just say you don't like black people.
Just say it, man.
We sick of the
hiding, espionage, spying, trying to tiptoe around it. You know what you're trying to say. Like, dude, they do it with their news, like Fox. That's all they do is to show the black people crime, show black, like this New York stuff. But a couple black dudes then punch somebody for no reason. Mm-hmm. They look like they were crazy and should be in getting some help.
Right.
But they're going to show it as all these people going around punching people. Mm-hmm. Like, these people need help. Those people look like they live on the streets and they're bums and they have mental issues and need help.
Right.
But in America, what? They're just walking around chilling and we don't do nothing about it.
Nothing.
But anyway. In the aftermath of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, the internet erupted with useless conspiracy theories and wild allegations. Among them, a theory gains traction implicating diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives as the cause of disaster. As news of the collision between the rail ship, a barge,
cargo ship,
and the bridge services, fingers started to point to the company managing the ship, Synergy Marine Group, which promotes DEI in its company policies. The narrative spiraled into speculation about anti-white businesses practices and the involvement of DEI-affiliated individuals in positions of power. The story follows the rapid spread of these theories and the growing trend of using DEI as a covenant scapegoat for social problems. Man, dude, it's crazy. With the rise of online craziness and the dissemination of misinformation, the narrative explores the dangers of this alarming trend and its impact on public disclosure. But also, here are some other conspiracies that were spewed by conservatives like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like I was saying, who was hit with the community note on X, who usually don't do anything about anything, formerly Twitter, after suggesting that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge should be investigated as a potential terrorist attack. This how dumb they are, man. What are you talking about? Man, I swear to God, they so dumb. But anyway. Here's some other bright ideas the internet came up with. The bridge collapse was a Ukrainian plot against America.
Wow.
The ship was hacked. The ship name, what it says, it was something about Sri Lanka, the Sri Lanka flag or something. And Sri Lanka had something to do with it somehow. Hidden explosion charges. Obama, just Obama. Like, dog.
The conspiracies they come up with.
Man, I hate to laugh because people died, man. But are you kidding me, Obama? And the bridge was too woke. That was another thing they was out there saying. It was woke.
The bridge was.
Yeah, it was too woke.
Woke.
Right. And that's just, they just trying to blame DEI, undercover blame DEI.
Wow.
You know, because, you know. So also, the largest crane on the East Coast was soon go head to Maryland to try to lift the treacherous colossal wreckage that has hampered search crews from finding victims because of the murky water and the wreckage. Also, they face a lot of issues. So they are going to bring this large crane to help to get some of the wreckage out of the way so they can try to find the people. I think it's still 4 people that's missing, and unfortunately. That's what authorities said. And hopefully they can find these people for their families, man. It's a really sad situation, man. And then, like I said, you know, the first thing they do is start throwing out conspiracy theories, not respecting these people's lives and this situation that happened. And the poor, you know, is poor gentleman that this happened to is, you know, we don't throw in anything, you know, prayers for him and his family. We just, I don't get it, man. I just don't get it, dude. But anyway. You have anything serious?
Yeah, I do. Let's see here.
Hi. Hi.
In a virtual hearing on...
well, I'm doing news stories.
Come on, sit down. In a virtual hearing, Judge Mary Marlowe Sumner of New Mexico dismissed an attempt by Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer of the movie set where Alec Baldwin... accidentally shot and killed the cinematographer Helena Hutchison in 2021 to contest her conviction of involuntary manslaughter.
Right.
So what Gutierrez Reed is attempting to do is have her conviction overturned so that way she can get out of jail. And she just basically just wants a new trial to come for her help, for her defense.
Man, that's tough.
It's very tough, but the judge told her that, you know, her decision was being upheld, citing the gravity of the incident and the jury's determination of Gutierrez Reed's culpability in Hutchison's death. Alec Baldwin, who was also implicated in the shooting, faces his own legal proceedings in the trial, which is scheduled for July.
Mm-hmm.
But basically the judge told her that since, you know, she had something to do with this lady's death, that she's going to stay in jail until she is sentenced in April.
Goodness.
Oh my goodness. Where did the bug come from?
Oh no.
Get it. Get it away. Shoo it away.
All right. It's way over there.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be kind of hard when I'm kind of eager to see what she's going to face, how much time she's going to face.
Mm-hmm.
And, ew.
Take it out and step on it.
That's nasty.
Go to me. Well, you know, it's the whole time I've always said that she definitely was going to face some time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to prove that Alec Baldwin knew the situation when the weapon was handed to him.
Right.
And I don't know how you can fault him when he was the one that paid this person to make sure everything is right. And that was, that is her job.
Right.
So, I mean, it's still an accident and it's, you know, it's irresponsible and everything else, but I don't see them giving them a whole lot of time. Usually when stuff like that happens in accidents, it's a manslaughter charge. If anything, the time would be close to about that. And that was 5 years.
Something like that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. She's probably going to get something like 5 to 7.
I don't see her. But she may also get time served too for some of the time that she's
been sitting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Cause it wasn't, regardless of what, she was being careless, but she did not go to kill her on purpose.
Right.
And went there to that day to kill her. So that's always different than someone who kills someone in an accident situation. So, man, that's tough, man. I just hope that that the families, you know, are able to and everyone is able to come together and hopefully you know, make sure the person is buried right and everything. That's the things that matters, man. You know, the families are struggling, and you know, hopefully they have what they need. We're trying to make sure somebody pay for it. We all know that this was no one. They definitely irresponsible. So she deserves some culpability. Right. But at the same time, man, we don't want to be too hard on them. And DA is really going hard, because they had already pushed the charges away from Baldwin, and dude brought him back. You know, I think he's trying to use this as a way to get him some fame, and he could write a book, and you know how they do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's go into this next story. We got Israel admits killing two Palestinians and then burying them with the bulldozer after shocking video surfaces. Now this is allegations that are pretty crazy, but the video is out there, so we don't know for sure if it's doctored up or anything. But following the release of the video by Al Jazeera, supposedly showing the killing and subsequent burial of two Palestinian men by the Israel Defense Forces, the IDF, a stark controversy has erupted. The IDF admits to the incident, stating that the men approached their operational area in Central Gaza in a suspicious manner and didn't respond to warning shots. The video, heavily edited and filmed from a distance, captures the men waving white flags as they approach Israel's soldiers. One man walks towards a soldier with his hands up while the other walks away and is seemingly shot by Israel's armored vehicle. Subsequently, an Israeli military bulldozer is shown burying two bodies in sand and debris. Al Jazeera claims the bodies are those of the men seen earlier. While it can be confirmed the incident location can be confirmed, but cannot verify the identities of the people that were supposedly buried in those piles. As questions arise and demands for an unedited version of the footage mount, the incident sparks widespread debate over the actions of the IDF and the treatment of Palestinian civilians in conflict zone. I mean, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. You know, they talking about they was going to go into Rafah and keep the war going to keep putting their foot on I think it's Hamas. So it's tough right now, because we, from our view, we just see a lot of people suffering, and you know, Americans not going to like that. And you know, just the other night, at the Biden, Clinton, who else was there, and Obama fundraiser, it was outside of that, demanding an immediate ceasefire. So that's always tough too, man, because it's, you know, America doesn't have, only thing we can do is suggest what these people could do. So we don't know for sure. You know what I mean? We can't say for sure when they're going to stop. We suggest them.
Right.
Suggest them do some things that maybe hold back some funds or some weapons. I think that may be their next move on the table. But they can't make them stop, man, unless we're going to go to war with them. So I don't know, man. I just, Netanyahu, he's on a mission right now, man. That they're really, his government is really being heartless right now. They're asking him for passages for they can give aid to those people, and that's been a battle. Peace talks have fallen apart several times. You know, it's a tough situation, man. Hopefully they can figure something out and get some peace going, man, because people are starving, kids are starving. That's what all people care about, is the little kids and the women who have nothing to do with this, that are suffering because of what's going on between Hamas and the IDF and the Israel government. But yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah, it's definitely sad, man. It's tough. You know, both sides you know, run to their corners, and you know, they use religion as an umbrella, and they have this no one wants to meet in the middle and try to figure it out, man. Right. So what else you got?
In other recent news, major pharmacy chains including CVS and Walgreens have announced the availability of the O-pill, an over-the-counter birth control pill that the FDA approved for non-prescription use last summer. This decision follows the announcement by drug maker Perrigo that O-pill shipments have commenced earlier this month. Perrigo has set the manufacturer's suggested retail price at $19.99 for a one-month supply and $49.99 for a three-month supply, with also including online options that are also available for, you can get a three-month supply for $49.99, or you can get a six-month supply for $89.99. Now, let's just note that, you know, this over-the-counter birth control pill is not going to be as effective as a prescription form that you would get from your doctor. Mm. It's not going to have the same strength levels for the hormones like the estrogen and progesterone differences,
right,
that each patient may need differently levels for. So it's just, it's going to be surprising to see how the different, since women's bodies are different, some women may need more estrogen, some women may need less, to see how this over-the-counter medication is going to affect women in general.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a good option because it's, you know, it's just like going into the store and purchasing your ibuprofen or Tylenol or Aleve or anything like that. You can just go in and pick it up off the shelf and purchase either 1 month, 3 month, or you can go online and have it shipped to you and either get a 3 month or a 6 month option for the medication.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's definitely important, I mean, man.
In a day and age where Roe versus Wade is no longer available to a lot of women.
And they're trying to take away the pills.
They're
discussing it right now. And, you know, I don't have a really positive feeling about it, man. They're so conservative right now. They packed the courts with, I mean, it just shows you how Republicans have did things to gerrymander and cheat and fix their way to the top. And because most of the country believe in abortion, but we have a court that does not mirror our country.
It's not that most of the country believes in abortion. Most of the country believes in the option for choice.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
To be able to have the choice to do what you feel is right for you and your family.
Most people are pro-choice.
So,
I mean, most people. And if the person doesn't believe in abortion for themselves, they still believe that the woman,
the next person beside them, should be able to have the choice
to do what the hell she wants to. You know, it's insane, man, that we're trying to make women have babies in a time where I just don't get it, man.
When the cost of living is so high, man. when the cost of groceries and everything else is. The inflation rates keep raising, so it's just kind of hard to be able to continue to add to your family when you're already at a point of you may be struggling to provide with what you have.
And it's already expensive to even just have a kid. And then, you know, you're trying to feed the kid. I mean, it's tough out here, man. And they trying to make people have kids. You know, they're against aid. They're against any help. Mm-hmm. They're against anything to help any kids. Preschool isn't free. Nothing is free in Republican states.
Nothing.
They want money for everything. And these are the people that's hollering, have babies. Have more babies. I don't know, man. I don't get it. You want to go into the hot mess?
Yeah, we can do that. Oh, and just so y'all know, before we hit that button, Randy's Donuts is set to open April 23rd.
Couple more weeks. You know where the location?
It's going to be on like 7th Street and I think it's 7th Street and Bethany Hall.
Oh, that's far. It ain't that far.
No, it ain't that far. It's just south of us.
I've never had them, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We'll go check it out just to do something.
We may do it like the White Castles. Yeah. Wait till the crowd dies down because you know it's going to be
crazy.
Yep.
For sure. Run it.
I can never get a please. Can you please run it? Ugh.
Get ready for the week's Hollywood Hot Mess with Aisha Rowan. Sponsored by...
No one at this time. We do work with the Niche Network. Yes, we work with them. They are a good company to get with if you're a small business. Mm-hmm. Or you're trying to get marketing or to trying to learn more how to market your company. You could talk to them. I think it's the nichenetwork.com. And also we got VBA, the Valley Boys Association, these companies that we do work with and help us a lot around here. Mm-hmm. You can check out their podcast. It comes on usually at Saturdays, what, at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock on Saturdays?
Whatever.
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it pops up.
That's terrible. We're going to say 3 o'clock on Saturdays, so always make sure to check them out, man, and other podcasts that's under the Habari umbrella, like THC and No Mids, if they come back. Man, it's tough, man.
And
Exo Dreamcatcher and definitely Wealthful Generations. So that's, you know, we're always looking for more people who want to, if you want to be a part of the group, you can come and contact us at info@habarientertainment.com and we'll get it set up for you so you can get you a show going and we can produce and get it going for you. All right, what you got, my bad?
The heart of a legal battle in California revolves around the boundaries of sharing dating experiences, right? Particularly negative ones. As a group of women face accusations of defamation and more from their posts in Are We Dating the Same Guy?
So they went in there and said a whole bunch of bad things about these men online.
One man in particular. Mm. His name is Stuart Lucas Murray. Mm. He filed a lawsuit in June of 23, alleging that women in these groups, including the Los Angeles subgroup, made false statements about him over 2 to 3 years, ranging from allegations of criminal behavior to spreading rumors about his personal life, including STDs, and falsely claiming to be an attorney. And he is now seeking $2.6 million in damages. He's also named 10 women as defendants. And he has an additional 50 Jane Does in the lawsuit. So basically the women were going in and sharing their dating experiences that they had with them, you know, in one of the text message threads that was out there. He was berating the woman, and then when she finally said, you know, I'm going to report you and this and that. So there is some kind of credible evidence to show that this guy was being a jerk towards some of the women, which is why he did not go on the date with them. But some of the women that did actually go on dates with him, that actually did share their experience
online. Why?
I don't know.
Man. You don't have to put everything online. Man, dude, that's how these women be going online. This is the one I think most of them, I just figure all of them aren't real, that they're all staged. But still, man, sometimes this stuff do be real and they're out there putting people business out there. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like, I just don't get it, man. For they can sit around and laugh at the dude online.
Yep, pretty much. But I mean, you know, we'll see how much of this $2.6 million in damages he gets from what he's seeking.
I mean, they got a whole group sitting there, sitting around talking about him.
It's not just about him, man. But the group itself is, are we dating the same guy? So women can go in, or they go in and they make a post. They make a, either post a picture, post a name.
Oh, that's what they'll do, just post a picture. What is it?
And, you know, some of the women will go on and say, hey, stop.
But the thing
I
is,
went on
is
a
that...
date with this guy here and posted a picture. And then they will say, this is what happened during our date. And he's saying not everything is true.
But I don't get it. I thought that every dating, that it's open, that no one, you don't have to be monogamous to this person that you're just dating. Are you just in the dating stage?
Right.
Because that's different than, oh, we're living together, or we've gotten serious. Like, women want it to be open on their side, for they can date other guys and talk to whoever they want to until it gets to that serious stage. So why are they going in on this dude after they go in on a date with him and going and talking about the date? That's crazy. That's not right, man. I mean,
if the date was a truly bad date,
it doesn't matter if it's bad or not. It doesn't matter if the date is bad. And then if it is bad, you don't go online and start talking about the dude. Man, dog. I done seen some stuff, crazy stuff, man. Women talking about men online, dog. And vice versa.
He said, so I ain't fresh?
Yeah, that dude, they everybody, but I heard that he got some type of sponsorship deals with some line like LRG or something like that. They trying to roast dude. That's the end thing to do, is just roast everybody. It's, I don't know, man. I wish we had something to do instead of just trying to mess with people, man. Like, that's what you got to do? Your life is just to mess with other people? I don't get that.
I mean, I don't know who has time for all of that, but I mean, you
know. I don't know, man. Get...
But I mean, you know, the case has recently garnered more attention, notably after some of the defendants spoke to the press following a preliminary hearing.
Yeah.
One of the defendants, Olivia Berger, mentioned they seek legal representation as they've been representing themselves thus far. While hoping for pro bono help, the defendants previously initiated a GoFundMe for attorney funds. In response, Murray started his own GoFundMe, critiquing the defendant's appeal for financial assistance from the public. This case raises important questions about the limits of online discourse, privacy, and the consequences of sharing personal experiences in digital form.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you do that, just like I said, when we can't post certain things because they can sue us as a company.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about a certain person and you put his picture and name out and you're defaming him, mm-hmm. he can sue you.
Most definitely.
He got a little this, he that. Dude, you can't do this. I know it's funny and everybody's laughing at it and all the girls are having a good time, but dog, you can't be sued. So,
definitely. Most definitely.
That's on you, man.
You know, I don't get it. I've never gone online and shared any dating experience online. So,
you know, people do anything for likes, and if it has to be that I'm defaming and talking about this dude, I mean, I saw this girl talking about this dude's tummy tuck, laughing at it. Like, dog, we just, and it's, I don't know, man. I wish we had something else better to do than just make fun of everybody,
But you know, while everybody's making fun of P. Diddy,
maybe start talking about, I don't know if you're going to talk about him. But I also got to look into that Dan Schneider stuff, too. Because that's...
Dan Schneider...
I mean, they got been, a whole documentary
they've been
on
been talking
on
about getting...
Yeah, I know, but been... like... I understand Diddy is the butt of the jokes right now, but what Dan Schneider... Like, it's actually proven.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's admitted it to it.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I mean?
He's done some... He's been...
Like, I can't watch the show.
Some crazy allegations that came out. Are you talking... What? Who are you talking about? The dude from Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But that's not who we was about to talk about, though.
I understand. You know, I mean, like I said, man, if it comes out from anyone, man, you gotta.
You definitely have to look into the allegations.
You have to look into it, see what's going on.
Looking back at the shows and, like, you know what I'm saying, the jokes.
I don't know. I mean, it's tough.
Like, when I got older, I'm like, you know what I mean? Them jokes don't really,
Hey, dude. Oh, no. I never watched it, so I can't say, man. But a lot of people have, and a lot of people that work there, Keenan came out and said he didn't know everybody was going through that. You don't know how true that is. We just don't know. Right. You know what I mean? So go with your story. My bad.
50 Cent is going to war with the mother of his son after she publicly accused him of raping her.
Mm-hmm. He was celebrating so hard for on Diddy's mm-hmm. cases. He was loving it. Now it's your turn, player.
Which he says is a totally false claim. Mm-hmm. Daphne Joy is making is only making a retaliation for him seeking full custody.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the mother of his 12-year-old son, Sayer, and 50's latest drama is tied directly to one of the lawsuits against Diddy. As we reported, Rodney Jones' latest amendment to the suit claimed that Daphne was a sex worker mm-hmm. for the Bad Boy mogul, which is an allegation that immediately caught 50 Cent's attention.
You heard that? Allegation. People piss me off so bad. They laughed at me because I said it's an allegation. There's no proof to any of this.
Right.
This is one dude saying this.
Mm-hmm. After 50 Cent reacted on Instagram by posting, "I didn't know you were a sex worker." And then he posted the little emoji with the eyes. Look, see.
That's what he did, dude.
You a little sex worker, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne lit him with a post of her own saying, "Let's put the real focus on your true evil actions of raping me and physically abusing me." So once he made fun of her, she was like, "Okay, so you want to make fun of me for, you know, doing what I was doing or whatever at that time. Let's go ahead and just talk about what you did to me."
She didn't admit to any of that. But at the same time, though, I wish he would grow up so bad. You know, mm-hmm. 50 Cent, a lot of people like the trolling and he does, mm-hmm. dog, but that right there was too far. Those were allegations from that dude. And then for you to go online and be like, "Oh, I didn't know you were a sex worker." Like, man, dude, I swear to God.
And then going to proceed to make fun of the allegation against her.
Like I said, man, people be waiting to celebrate on your downfall. Waiting. Like, grow up, man. Even if she did do these things, you got a baby by her.
Right.
That's your baby mama. And if you didn't know these things about her beforehand, what does that say about you? Because I would exactly. think you would know what her history is. And if he's saying he didn't know that, then it seems like these are just allegations, because I would think that he would know that about her.
Right.
But hey, whatever, man.
Especially after 12 years.
Whatever. What do I know? You know, but at the same time, man, like, grow up, bro. Even if it is allegations, you don't go online and gloat in her face and act like a 3-year-old.
Right.
Like, for real, nan. Like, what? Come on,
that's
man.
That's basically what he just did, too.
Dude, he's dog. And now you got allegations against you. And just like now I said to a
look,
dude online.
Look at how you looking.
Is everybody going to say this is true? Is everybody going to run with this as real?
Right.
That he did do this? Do we already say he's guilty? Not many people are talking about this.
No, they aren't.
No, because it's not the end thing to do right now. The end thing to do is talk about P. Diddy. That's in.
You know.
So, you know how it is, man. People are annoying, dude.
That is true. But, you know, moving on. Lizzo
mm-hmm.
may be taking a break from the limelight. She announced that she was quitting from being famous in a disheartening post on Friday on social media. The Grammy winner shared on Instagram that she was over the online chatter about her appearance. She slammed people who were spreading lies about her for clout.
Yeah.
And according to Lizzo, she has been feeling disrespected after being the butt of jokes and having her character ripped apart by strangers.
Mm.
She added that all she wants to do is make music and make people happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a little hard.
The only thing I can
say. She's signing off and saying she's quit. She quit.
I know she's not quitting. She just did a show the other night with the Obama, Clinton. She was just there.
Mm-hmm.
I know they paid her a nice amount of money to come in and do her thing.
Right. So what you'll probably do is more like private appearances like that. Because, I mean, because there was really no...
She's not quitting from the limelight. She can stop it. But, like, my advice to her...
There was no news outlets at that fundraiser.
What do you mean? They couldn't get back stage entrance and stuff, but somehow they had pictures of it, so somebody was there.
They were saying that the people, they had private people there. It was a closed event, so they are the ones releasing the photos themselves.
Okay, but the media has pictures of it.
Right, but they've released it.
Right, so, but what my thing is that she's not quitting. She's not, how she's going to make money. You think she's going to go back to JCPenney and work?
Private shows.
That's still in the limelight, love. That's still in the crowd. That's still people seeing you. She's not going anywhere.
But being in limelight, meaning like
big shows.
Big shows, yeah. You know, where a lot of cameras are around.
If they offer her the money, she gonna be there. I don't believe what she's saying. I just don't believe her.
I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it. But anyway, the main thing I would say to her is stay off the internet. Because people on the internet just say crazy stuff, man. Mm-hmm. That's how they are. They wouldn't say this to your face, but online they'll say the craziest stuff ever.
That's just how they are.
That's how they are. It's a whole bunch of keyboard gangsters out here. They all think they the man behind that keyboard.
Yep.
And that's the way it is, man. And you have to take that stuff and blow it off and don't even think about it because they're ignorant. We get all type mess online. All type craziness. People say to all types stupid stuff. So I don't care.
One of these days, we're going to have to go through all of our comments and acknowledge them in a...
Yeah, we can do that in the video. Mm-hmm. But it's like Daniel and Tita did that. You know, they went through and all their bad comments because people say so much crazy stuff. Right. People are ignorant, man. They just don't have a life. So they want to... They're feeling like crap in their mm-hmm. life, so they want to figure out a way to make you feel like crap. Well, they just like I'm saying, everybody not gonna like you. You're not for everyone. Doesn't matter. You don't have to like me. Change the channel. That's fine.
Exactly.
You're doing this for the people who do like you, not the ones that don't care about you. So my advice to her would be that just keep focusing on the people that love you. Don't worry about the haters mm-hmm. talking about your weight or talking about how you look. Who cares? Focus on the people that support you.
Yep.
Don't worry about these crazy people. That's it.
Yeah. Unless you
let's run the sports, bro.
And then after you do sports and comics, we can do.
Habari Sports.
Yeah, a call.
The Suns.
Oh, man. Yeah, that. Ooh, wee.
Man.
Smoked up.
103 to 128, man. Like, man, dog, disappointed, man. The Suns are so up and down. We watch a game where they beat Denver, the number one team in the Western Conference. And the next day we get smopped up by OKC. And they are a top team. But they were without their best player. And we still lost by 25 points. Like, man, dude, I don't know what's going on, man, with our team, man. But, man, the Phoenix Suns experienced a stark reversal of fortune as they succumbed to a disappointing 103-128 loss against Oklahoma City Thunder. The defeat comes hot on the heels of triumphant victory over the Denver Nuggets, underscoring the unprecedented nature of the Suns' performance this season. Despite the recent success, the Suns struggled to maintain momentum in Oklahoma City, leading to what can only be described as a lackluster performance. The team's inability to replicate their previous form left fans bewildered and disappointed. Adding insult to injury, Kevin Durant was getting booed pretty much the entire night. He hit a three-pointer, boo. They just booed him. You know, because he's supposed to stay in OKC for life. He should have. I'm not saying that's what you do, man. He built that little town. I'm not gonna call it a city. And he probably should have stayed, man. But he's been everywhere, and we do appreciate him here. But to me, he's a big enough star that he probably should have stayed in one city. But you know, Seattle moved to OKC. They didn't care about Seattle, you know, and they moved to OKC because they could get the stadium that they wanted there. So it goes both ways. The unexpected responses highlights the frustration felt by fans witnessing another subpar showing from their team. With this defeat, the Suns' record now stands at 42-30. I think we are in the seventh spot, still going to be in the play-in versus either the Lakers or Golden State. It's not looking good. We got to get some wins in a row, man, so we can get out of this play-in situation. But the problem is Dallas is playing really well, and the Pelicans are playing really well. The Clippers have been up and down. But they're a couple games above, like three games. So it's not looking good, man. We might be in the play-in. By the way, we're playing right now, man. So this is just further emphasizing the inconsistency that has been plaguing us throughout the season. As the playoffs loom on the horizon, the Suns will need to address their issues and strive for greater consistency if they hope to make a meaningful impact this postseason. It's not looking good, man. Like I said, it's looking like we're going to be in the play-in versus one of them, the Golden State or L.A. And it's not really a good spot to be, man, when you're in the team that you are. You know, it's tough because they do have a decent record. But you can't go off your record. You have to go off of who's above you, and you have to try to catch them. And that's what it's about. You can't just be like, oh, well, we have pretty much the same record we have last year. It doesn't matter. There's a few bad teams out there this year. So teams were able to pile up a lot more wins than they were last year. So you gotta win the games that you're supposed to win, man. And OKC is a young team, man. I understand they are good, but they're a young team that we should have been able to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. But we also got this Ice Cube offering Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in his Big Three League, which is a 3-on-3 league that usually has retired NBA players in there. I think she would be the first woman, I think. I'm not 100%. I didn't look up on that. But she still would be able to play in the WNBA. Before a tournament game with Iowa, Caitlin Clark addressed the rumors swirling about the $5 million after offer from Ice Cube's Big Three League. Clark, known for her exceptional talent on the court, maintained her focus on the basketball despite the lucrative opportunity. She said she just found out about the Big Three thing at the exact time that all of us did, and her main focus on just playing basketball. Clark stated candidly, "I honestly don't talk about these things with really anybody. I have other people who deal with it, and they haven't said a word about it to me. So my main focus is this team and helping us find a way to beat Colorado and hopefully win another after that." Clark's dedication to her current team and her singular focus as a game reflect her commitment to excellence in basketball. Additionally, her potential to play in the NBA adds another layer of excitement to her already promising career as fans eagerly anticipate her future decisions. Clark's steadfast dedication to her team and her sport serves as a testament to her character and professionalism, both on and off the court. I mean, she's a big story, man. And you got, I guess, what is it, Juju? She's like the biggest, the second other star. We also got like South Carolina. They're really good, and they won like 22, 23 games in a row with Don Staley as the coach. So, women's college basketball has made a big move this year with their ratings being as good or better than the men's in some situations this year. So that's pretty big, man, what she's bringing to the game. And hopefully that can come over to the WNBA and those eyes are follow her. I know it's tough. A lot of people are jealous of the situation that's coming toward her. And a lot of people are asking, why is it her? We know why it's her. And we're not going to sit here and act like we don't. We know why. It's not a big deal. That's the way it is. Just like with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. That's the way it's always been. That's the way this country is. There's no reason to argue about it, be mad about it, anything. She just has to have a rival. Iowa is a Midwest state that they love basketball. But, you know, that's just the way it is, man. You have to make the best out of the situation. So she's like a Mary, she's like a Larry Bird figure for the WNBA. They thought it was going to be the showing ass girl, but she's not it. She does get a lot of opportunity too that a lot of these girls don't get. But you can't worry about that, man. Go out and win and win and win. And you might get the opportunities that she's getting if you have that following. It's all about your following and how much do you, how many fans you have. And because that's what they care about. So who's going to be the Magic Johnson to her Bird? It's going to be the big deal when she hits the league. And hopefully, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter how it happens, man. As long as the money start coming in and the players start getting paid more. Because I think this big three would like be the most money. WNBA players, they don't make money like that.
No.
I think it was $700,000 or something like that that they make. So something like that. I might be wrong, but I know it's low. It might be 70. I don't know. I think that's all I have today in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and move to the comic book corner, I guess.
Comic Book Corner, sponsored by.
Yeah, man. So, this week's Marvel X-Men 97 delves into intrigue and nostalgia with twist and some dope sequences this week. The latest offer from 97, available from streaming on Disney Plus, has captured the attention of fans. And it's nostalgia continuation of the beloved X-Men, the animated series from the 90s. After its initial two episodes left viewers hooked with duplicate Jean Grey cliffhanger, the series delves deeper into its storyline with episode 3 titled Fire Made from Flesh. In this trippy installment, the nemesis Mr. Sinister makes his grand entrance as the genius Victorian geneticist, adding a new layer of complexity to the narrative. The episode reveals that the duplicate Jean Grey is the original, while the initial Jean Grey is none other than Madeline Pryor. If you haven't watched it, the spoilers. So you might want to go away if you haven't, because this is going to talk about a couple things. She comes out as the Goblin Queen, a clone created by Sinister, possessing identical psychic and telekinetic powers. The revelation sends shockwave through the storyline, particularly impacting the relationship between Cyclops and Grey, who discover that Pryor is the true mother of their newborn mutant son, Nathan. Sinister plans for the child involving world domination escalate the stakes of the dramatic. The season's most fantastical action sequences unfold as Pryor launches a mind-bending hellish attack on the X-Mansion, diverting the attention of the X-Men while Sinister conducts his experience on baby Nathan. The gripping sequences borrowed from the comic book franchise Inferno crossover event adds a thrilling dimension to the series, showcasing its ability to seamlessly blend nostalgia with fresh, captivating storytelling. As X-Men 97 continues to unravel its intricate plot lines and pay homage to its source material, fans eagerly anticipate the next twists and turns in this animated adventure. And like I said, man, it's been great. And it takes you back to the days of eating bowls and cereal in front of the TV, chilling when you was young in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all people want. People love that nostalgia to be taken back to when they was kids. The best time in the world is when you were a little kid and you're always trying to get back to that because you didn't realize it then. But when you become an adult and you start paying all these whack bills,
right,
you start realizing how good you had it. Your mama tells you, like, man, you're going to wish you had these days. You didn't want to listen to that. Because I didn't want to listen to it either. Nobody want to hear that. I want to be an adult. If I could do what I want to do. Not ready. Listen to you. But, man.
We was ready to do our own thing.
We all want to wish we can go back to those days and be a little kid again and wake up and play Nintendo all day and eat cereal. And What else we used
I'm
to
gonna
do?
I'm going to eat ice cream every day.
What else we used to do in the 90s? That's what I meant. What's the name of those one things with the Kool-Aid things? Squishers? Gushers.
Gushers.
I think that's what they was called. I forget the name of them. But yeah, man. All the fun stuff we did in the 90s.
I want yogurt all the time.
But anyway.
And the little juices that we used to have.
Yeah, that shit like $13 now.
The little Mystic, the Mystic's juices that you used to get from the dollar stores. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they still do those. Mm-hmm.
Remember the, I don't know if y'all know about the bug juices. It's in a little bottle. Mm-hmm. We always find them at the
a bug juice.
Yeah, they're called bug juice.
Yeah, that's what they're called. The little, they look like little barrels, but the they're barrels, called bug juice.
Well, I forget what we used to call them. I forgot what we used to call them. Barrels, I forget it. Whatever. But those were the good old days, man. And, you know, X-Men has really been great so far, and we can't wait to episode 4. But we could talk more about it. We'll get it going then. Oh, yeah. I remember those. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That stuff is sweet as hell, bro.
Yep.
All the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember that. We had so many sweet ass juices when we was little. Feeding us nothing but sugar, baby.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm. But that's all I have. That's all you got, too? Yeah, man. That's... Let's go ahead and wrap it up today. We're not going to do a game. My guest didn't show up. But we were able to go over a couple good stories, man. So watch the show. Watch the episode to entirely if you can. We would love if people do that. Please subscribe and to help us out to get to 1,000 subscribers. We're trying to climb to get there. I think we're at like 739, 740. So let's help us to get to 1,000 subscribers, man. Follow us and you know, we're trying to bring news to you and trying to bring a different perspective of how we're doing this. You know, it's always the news it's not from our perspective. We don't get someone from the hood doesn't come to the camera and talk about what's going on in the streets of and politics. And we just don't have these many avenues. So, I mean, we are just in the beginning stages of this. We want to get to the point where we are more professional and we have better people that's doing this and actual people who are trained journalists to do these things. But we're going to hold it down until we can change it to that, you know, because this is the way we want it to be. But it's still going to be from our perspective when we can care about the things that we care about and the things that affect us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for us to get better as a journalistic company and a media company, we need people to help out as much as possible. It's been hard getting people to help to build this because I don't think people really see what it can be. And maybe some people just don't care. I mean, we have so many media outlets, you know what I mean, that people just don't want to find new ones. But we're going to keep trucking until we get that audience that cares about us and cares about what we do. So we're not going to let any of the things stop us. We've had a great first 3 years and we know it's going to take a while to build what we need to build to get to where we're going. We appreciate everybody who does work with us and who do believe in us and thinking what we're doing is heading the right direction. But thanks for watching everyone. We'll have another episode next week. Hopefully our guest shows up then. I want to thank Jimmy and Aisha for being here today. And peace.
Holla, holla.
Thanks for watching another episode of Habari Live. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and get updates on news, the podcast, and more. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget to visit www.habarientertainment.com. See you next week. Peace.